Hilariously Melbourne. When Fifi, Feb and Nick grab their morning coffee, they're grabbing the Australiano from McCafe. A latte with a unique taste of wattle seed, chai and McCafe's best ever blend for an unmistakably Aussie taste.
The Kid Laroi, he's in Australia. And yesterday afternoon, the three of us, we got a phone call saying, hey, guess what? The Kid Laroi would love to talk to you guys on the show. The catch is you have to speak to him right now. Now, I was in a hair salon with a head full of foils, so I couldn't do it.
I don't answer my phone after 9 a.m.
No.
And I was playing COD.
So, Feb, interrupted his game of Call of Duty to speak to the Kid Laroi. Here's how their chat went.
Hey, how you doing, guys?
We're good, man. Welcome to the Fifi, Feb and Nick show. It's good to get you back in. I think last time we had you in, I reckon you were 15, man, and you were rocking in, and now you've blown up. You've gone over to America. You are everywhere. You're back in Australia for the first time. What's it like coming back?
I don't know. It's crazy because I've been away for so long, and I just think like my personal life has just changed so much. So then coming back to like where I left off is at first was like a little like kind of freaky, but I'm so stoked to be back.
Mate, you're back an 18-year-old, and that's legally you're allowed to go to a pub. You've got the dark shades on. Have you been out and about?
That's what I'm saying. that's kind of what I'm saying. Like, last time I was here, I was like 15 or something like that. So come back, I'm 18. It's like, you know, like the growth between like 15 and 18 is like, you know,
huge.
Like you become a completely different person.
Now, my co-host, Fifi Box, she is a mother of two young children. She hasn't been out, get this, for 7 years. You were like 11. So she doesn't drink. She doesn't go out. And we've just announced on our show on Monday that we're going to take her to the Gold Coast for Boxy's big night. So we're going to go out at 6 at night. And we're going to go all the way through to 6 in the morning till we go on air live. Any tips for her?
Oh, just pray. That's the best advice. 7 years, there's no advice. Just
pray. And if you are on the Goldie around June time, mate, you're quite welcome to pop in and have a couple of ales with us. That'd be great.
Oh, if I'm here, I'd love to.
Yeah, that'd be awesome. Hey, mate, you've collaborated with some absolute superstars, Miley Cyrus, Ed Sheeran, Post Malone. How does a young Kid Laroi contact them? Or do they contact you? Do they slide in their DMs? How does all that come together?
It all depends. It's a little differently. Sometimes I'll reach out. Sometimes they will. Or sometimes we'll be in the same thing. We just like naturally just meet, just what's up, and then just get to talking and stuff like that. And yeah, I mean, like everyone, I try and always like, you know, catch a good vibe with them first before we work together.
So no vibe, no song.
Yeah.
I love that. Now, bro, you met Elon Musk, which must have been amazing, and you've come into all this money and you asked him for some advice. Now, I'm going to give you some advice to make some money. Brace yourself for this. I used to play footy, and now this guy last week we had on our show, he got a QR code on his calf tattooed of my highlights. So every time you scan it, it just goes to YouTube and has my highlights. My idea for you is to get your songs tattooed, an album or Spotify, on the back of someone's body or somewhere, and all they're going to do is scan it and it goes straight to your Spotify. Moneymaker.
That's a great idea.
Yeah, that's
actually
an idea.
Shout out to whoever did that. That's special.
I reckon that could be your next tattoo. Get people to scan that. It'll be sick. Something else I don't...
Your highlights. You're saying I should get that tattooed.
Okay. No. You should. No. Don't get my highlights. No one will even give a shit. Don't worry about that.
No. It'd be good. It'd be good promo.
Yeah, well, there you go. I'll get your Spotify. You get my highlights. So you get some more downloads.
Amazing. Exchange.
Hey, something else I do love, bro, is I love Macca's, and Macca's is a great hangover cure for me. I love a McChicken. I'm all about McChickens. But your order, what McDonald's did for you, is I've got a three-year-old, and every time I order McDonald's, she goes, Daddy, you know my order. I want 6 nuggets, sauce, I want cheeseburger, no pickle, and a medium fries, and a frozen Coke, and that is exactly your order.
Really? Are you lying?
No, dead set. That's my three-year-old's order. I order Uber Eats every day, and every time I order Uber Eats for McDonald's, that is their exact order.
Well, one thing is, you know, I'm a very picky eater, you know, and I actually tried to take off more things from the burger. This is a little bit inside. I tried to take off more things from the burger, but they were fine.
No.
So
what did you want to take off? The onion?
No, I was just like, yeah, I was definitely going to X the onions. But
yeah, well,
but
my 3-year old X'd the onions.
No, like, you had to take, you know, one thing off, and I was like, yeah, pickles, because I hate pickles. And I think, I don't know, that didn't sit well with some people. I saw some people.
Something that blew my mind about pickles, you probably know this, but I'm not that smart, but pickles are cucumbers.
Are you
No, mate.
I stopped going to school at the beginning of the ninth grade. I don't know.
Sure. Yeah, mate, I went to school and I didn't know that. So we did a thing on our radio station, because I hate pickles and love cucumbers. Cucumbers are great. Love a salad, love cucumber.
But, I hate both.
But pickles are just pickled in, like, the vinegar that makes a cucumber pickled and makes them into a pickle. I don't know. It blows my mind that they're a cucumber.
Oh, God, that makes me hate them.
Yeah, there you go. I taught you something. What about, mate, you come from humble beginnings. You know, you were homeless at one stage, and you're from, you know, the commission area in Sydney. And someone else who just got elected as our new prime minister came from the same sort of area. What's your message to kids? Because you are a rock star. I know you don't like to think you're a superstar, but you are. What's your message to kids to say to follow your dreams? Because you've come from that. Now you're a big rock star. Albanese's done the same thing. Goes on to be a prime minister, and it's just massive for young kids in Australia that are struggling.
My biggest thing is, you know, like, I was always like a bit ashamed of like telling people that I rapped and that I was like a musician, yeah, or something like that, because I was just like, you know, I'm always scared of like, what do people think and stuff like that. So I don't know, my biggest thing is like, if you know, you're just gonna believe in yourself, because if you don't believe in yourself, then no one else will, you know. So I think it's important. I think hopefully my thing is like, by me being able to do this and get to where I'm at is like encouraging other people to have a go and try it, in case they were scared. So yeah, I've always just like go hard, and if you love it and if you believe you can do it, then you go.
Mate, what's the worst that can happen? Someone says no, who cares? You move on. Have another.
Yeah.
Kid Leroy, thank you so much for giving us your time, mate. Enjoy Australia. Hopefully we can meet up in the Goldie and have a couple of frothies, but you're doing great things,
let's
man.
Let's do it. So seriously, good. Let's do it. Yeah. I'm down.
100%. It's in a couple of weeks, bro.
101.9 The Fox.
Hey, there's a new story out today, just for anyone who's thinking about leaving their job at any stage, just the things you should remember before you say you're quitting to your boss. That's quite handy. Some tips. One.
There could be someone right now heading into work. Today's the day.
Well, take all your personal files, photos off your computer. Bang, get them straight off.
Yeah.
Two, delete your browser history. I thought that was an interesting one.
Always.
Like, what can they do once you've left? Oh, you mean just always delete browser history?
Yeah, well, you just...
Don't you get sus when you see browser history deleted? I would.
No, this is the first time I've ever used the internet.
No, you just say it's because...
I wonder what's on here.
It takes your... drains your battery.
Oh, yes.
Oh, you're good. That's good.
It does. You always swipe, because my kids, they're obsessed with, like, because I'd always have my stuff open. So if you go into an app or something,
yeah,
it's always there. So you can scroll back to it.
Mm.
They always swipe it up. Like, Lenny's got, she's OCD about it.
Oh, that's
when
you've got a lot of apps open.
Yeah. And she's just swiping them your memory. And it apparently drains your battery.
Mm.
Right. Okay. Good. You made me believe that. Take all your personal apps and software off. And I guess why
just
they're saying
the
this.
Just burn the computer, I think.
Because once you leave, don't expect your former employer to give you any of this back. And we also, you know, when you know, the old days when you'd see people pack their belongings up in a box. Well, now think about it. So much of your stuff is on the computer that the company owns. So it's just a really good little reminder.
Control-Alt-Delete. Doesn't that delete everything? Bang.
No.
I think that's old school. I reckon then you need a bit more than Control-Alt-Delete.
Yeah. I don't use a computer anyway.
No, this would never apply to me.
I can tell. Yeah. Just from that.
Well, I've got no point for it.
No, I guess you don't.
Everything's on your phone. Your phone is a computer.
Yeah, you're right. Have you ever had an actual desk in an office?
No, I asked for one here. Remember we got kicked out of our old office? I said, all I want is a desk to sit at. We got kicked out of our office and I didn't get a desk.
No.
Good pull.
That's actually true. We don't have anywhere to sit.
No, everyone else has. We just don't.
And I have nowhere to sit if we wanted to actually use our office.
That's because we don't sit. We leave after.
Doesn't matter. It's pointless.
It's these champions that have to get all the work done. No, everyone, they need a place to sit.
All the other people that are on air in all the other stations have their own desk.
Do you know that we're moving to a new building in the next month?
I want a desk.
We actually don't have our own desks. We're hot desking. So you just pick a desk every day.
You are kidding.
What do you mean? That's so left.
And, also, it's unhygienic in a post-COVID world. You can't be sharing desks with people.
It's disgusting.
Well, stop. I didn't make the decision.
Is that like a budget cut thing? Why can't we afford more desks?
We'll have our own lockers so we can put some...
No, a locker.
A locker, but no desk.
You're getting...
This is embarrassing.
Gee, we missed, guys. We missed an important meeting.
Are we moving into an empty high school?
101.9 The Fox.
I tell you what, Boxy's big night. It's only a couple of weeks away, all thanks to our good friends at Underworks, and we want to take you there.
I was fun. I was party fun. Fee.
It's time for Boxy's big night out. All night, she'll go from the club straight to the show. The biggest party of her life on the Gold Coast. It's Boxy's big night out.
It's been a long time in the making. Haven't been out for about 7-8 years, and I am going out, and it's the Gold Coast. We are heading there. We're taking you with us, by the way. If you want to win tickets to come to the Gold Coast for Boxy's big night out, stand by because we'll reveal the song you need to listen to today. I think Tim Lee will be playing it after 9.
Do you want to know what it is
Let's
now?
Let's say what it is
okay,
now.
Here we go.
Yeah.
Biggie Smalls, no money, mo problems when you hear it, 13, 10, 60.
No money, mo problems.
The best thing about the Goldie Boxy is there's no rules.
Are there not?
Nah. No rules. It's like Vegas.
I don't know if, I'm not sure if that's the case because right now we are joined, guys, royalty is on the line. We are joined by the mayor of the Gold Coast, Tom Tate.
Oh, the actual one.
Mayor Tom Tate, thank you so much for coming on the show.
Oh, no, it's great to be on, Fifi, and hi, Brendan.
G'day, mate.
There's no rules. There's only one rule, mate. You party to your drop.
This is from the mayor.
Yes. Mayor, you are my boy.
Mayor Tate, you realise what we're going to be doing is, so we'll be going, starting at 6 p.m, we're going to have heaps of listeners of our show, so lots of Melburnians in town, and we're going to try to go nightclub hopping until 6 a.m. and then do the live radio show. Is there anywhere you suggest we go in the middle of the night on a Thursday over at the Gold Coast?
Mate, there's a couple of spots. The Kelly Beach Club is a new place where you felt like you're actually at the beach, but you're not. But it's a huge outdoor club there.
That sounds great.
Like a Vegas pool party, right?
That's one of those.
Oh,
so
that sounds good.
I start off there, get your thing going, and then depends how you feel. You can go to the Fab, Vinnie's, or you just want to see a bit of cabaret, the Pink Flamingo, kind of like that one. So, and then when you're running out of money, you go to the casino to top yourself up.
Get the cash flow going.
Mate, come to Melbourne, bro.
Mayor, because you are the mayor of the Gold Coast, is there some way we can be given diplomatic immunity or like the keys to the city for a night?
Only if I'm invited to the party. Otherwise, no.
Well, you're in.
And Brendan Favola's coming back. He's had some big nights in Queensland and maybe hasn't been allowed back. Have you heard any Brendan Favola stories from the Gold Coast?
Yeah, well, we get about 13 million people visit us every year. But in Brendan's case, we're doing a police check right now.
I'll be all right.
It's taken ages, mate.
The only time I ever got arrested was in Brisbane, ever.
Oh, really?
Yeah, all the only
what
time.
On the Goldie?
Well, I just walked across a man that was red, and that was it. Jaywalking. Mate.
I reckon they wanted to get you for other things. That was the only thing they could get you for.
But just let the Gold Coast police know on Thursday. Just let the Melbourne people go. Just give us a little bit of leniency.
All right. Oh, well, straight after they gave you a cavity check, and then we'll okay. Is that all right?
Yes.
Righto, Tommy.
That's
where we're going. All right. I'll take one for the team.
Really,
enjoy yourself.
Place.
Probably. Yeah, I look forward to catching up. Cheers, mate.
All right, excellent. Okay, mate. Mayor Tom Tate from the Gold Coast has just given us some diplomatic immunity.
Oh, we can do whatever we want.
We can. Melburnians on the loose. And remember, we want you to come with us. This is, yes, I'm having a night out. The boys are going to see if they can keep me up till 6 a.m. in the morning. But you come with us. Listen out for Mo Money, Mo Problems. Is
that the song? That's the song. It's happening after 9 o'clock with Tim Lee.
Tommy sounded like your grandfather trying to be cool.
Yeah.
Didn't he?
Love him. Yeah.
Melbourne's 101.9, The Fox.
The city of Darabin. Yeah. Are those council members?
Oh, wow.
Do they get voted? You get voted in as a council member, don't you? Or do you just put your hand up because you've got some spare time?
Yeah, I think you've got to vote in council members. Yeah.
Yep.
The city of Darabin, they make the news quite a bit because they're the ones who got rid of no balloons at any parties in the park, balloons banned.
Yeah.
Plastic bands. I honestly admire the environmental elements the aspect of their initiatives. They're quite hardcore.
Bigger fish to fry, though.
The way you said that was hard.
I know. Anyway, they've had a little vote. I'd get nervous when there were votes at the Darabin Council because it's never going to be fun for the people who live in the Darabin area. But the Northcote Golf Course.
I played there.
Is it? Yeah, I don't play golf, but that's a good one.
Yep.
I'm sure it is. They've decided on Monday to open up 5.7 hectares of the space at the Northcote Golf Course for people to have picnics. What? So from 3 p.m. onwards,
right?
3 p.m. in the afternoon.
Mm. Yeah, golf, you've got until 3 p.m.
No. What about you finish work and you want to go and have a hit of golf?
No. It's a golf course. Go to a park. Mm. Go somewhere else. That's a golf course.
No, but it is a massive park. They're saying after 3 p.m. Great. Who's playing golf late?
People that work.
Yeah, do it earlier or on the weekend.
Mate, golf goes for like 4 or 5 hours. That means you have to tee off at 10 to finish by 3.
Yep. Make it more fun and shorter.
But it's a golf course.
It's a golf course, man. It's not a picnic.
It's so much space.
It's a golf course.
Yeah, I know.
It needs space.
Yeah, I know.
I'd say have a picnic, but if a white ball comes your way, duck.
Yeah. See, I'm also a fan of this.
Yes.
Picnic whenever you want. Wear a helmet.
Yeah.
So now...
sit in the middle of the fairway where I put it straight in the mayor's office. Oh, yeah. Bang.
At the Northcote Golf Course... after 3 p.m., people may be picnicking on the fairways and you cannot play golf. So the golfers have really fired up.
Yeah, I'd just play if I was a golfer.
And here's bad news for other Melbourne golf courses. Elstonwick Park Golf Course, that's been partially transformed into a nature reserve, and the city of Stonington is investigating requests for community access to the Malvern Valley Golf Course.
Yeah, the Elstonwick
golfers,
one,
you are under threat.
Well, the Elstonwick one's been going for a couple of years, and it... they've turned that into a little nature park.
You know, they should come back.
No
with.
One played there. Went
so
past.
The golf course is completely gone.
Yeah, it's
they're
gone.
Saying it's only been partially transformed.
No, well, whoever wrote that needs to do their facts. It hasn't been there for ages. It's on the corner of Glenferrie Road near the McDonald's. There, it's on the other side of the road. It goes into New Street. Yeah, it's gone.
So there's
been
no golf
gone
course.
For years.
Yeah. Oh, okay.
Yeah. So
what they should do, the golfers should come back and say, well, we want to take your parks and turn them into mini golf courses.
Yes.
You know, the kids are on the playground.
Now you're on board.
Watch out. Yeah.
Yes.
Hey, fair's fair.
Melbourne's 101.9, The Fox.
We are joined by this phenomenal sportsman, sportswoman, my apologies, four-time All-Australian, a middleweight boxer. There is nothing this woman cannot
champion do.
Taylor, welcome to the show.
Good morning. Thanks for having me.
Taylor, Fev went to see your doco last night, Kick Like Taylor, and he's coming raving this morning.
It was brilliant.
It's so impressive, everything you've achieved, and we can't wait to see this, and obviously we can catch it on Amazon this Friday. I love how good you are at everything sport-wise, because I made it to like the under-14 Wonga Park Tennis Championships, and that was pretty much I could do. Where did it start for you, Taylor? What was your first love in sport?
Yeah, well, I think it started when I was really tiny, only about 5 years old, and I just was always an active kid, and I just channeled that activity, I guess, into AFL at the time, and it was enjoyable, so I stuck with it. But beyond that, I just did anything to get a day off school or athletics and soccer and whatever else was available.
Now, Tay, congratulations on last night. It was brilliant. I loved it, and I took my little daughter, Lulu, who likes sport but is a bit worried to get into it. Like, she wants to play footy but she's a bit scared to play footy. But when we left last night, she was so impressed about how you went about it. She was like, Dad, I want to play footy next year. Is that the message that you sent? There was all little Oz kickers there and they were watching.
And your whole story is inspirational because of what you've been through. You were the first ever Brisbane Lions marquee player signed. You're the first girl at under 18s to play footy in Queensland. You're the first dual boxing champion of Australia. You're an Australian of the Year. You're a marriage celebrant. You've got all these things packed into 25. How do you cope with it all?
Yeah, it's a fair bit of carry on, isn't it? But
it was a bit of carry on last night. Full,
yeah.
You had your name on popcorn, for God's sake.
It was one of those things that I'm sure I'm going to look back on and think it was pretty amazing. But you know, right now I'm just enjoying every moment, and I'm so glad you and Lulu enjoyed it. And it was, surreal experience.
I cried.
Did you cry?
I cried. I cried at the documentary when you lost it, when you started, because you're pretty tough. And you started crying. I was crying. Lou goes, "What are you crying?" I said, "It's emotional."
Oh, sweet. Well, thank you. I appreciate the tears.
I think what's also great, Taylor, and not that you need to feel this weight on your shoulders, but because of just who you are and what you're achieving, the example you're setting for young women, and we were talking about this earlier, Fev, before we were even speaking to you, Taylor, that I guess the difference between the way male sportsmen are treated, are remunerated, compared to the way women are, and your journey alone speaks volumes. There is such a discrepancy there that needs to be addressed. And for you to, I guess, have this out there, your story out there, so other young girls like Lulu, like, you know, we can all let our daughters watch this. There's a lot that still needs to be done for women's sport, isn't there?
Yeah, for sure. And I'm aware that this documentary coming out will certainly attract some criticism. That's for sure. But the one thing that I do know for sure is that it's going to inspire young people in particular, like Lulu and like the young girls at the premiere last night. So that's all I care about. If you don't want to watch it, or if you don't care about it, don't watch it.
Like, good on you.
It's pretty easy. It's an easy solution. But the young people, not even just young people, anyone who does watch it and does enjoy it and takes anything from it, that's all it's about. So I just have to reiterate that to myself, not to anyone else, but to myself. And then it's pretty easy to enjoy the whole experience.
I don't want this to sound bad with what I'm saying, but as a male sportsman who earned a lot of money playing footy, it really opened my eyes, because you know what happens, but when you actually see it on the big screen, and Tay talks about in the doco about, like, Tay's not about money, she just loves playing sport, she loves playing footy. But then her partner was speaking, who plays at Richmond, she was speaking about, we need to be paid. Like, we've already played for fun. They've done that their whole careers, where they've gone out and they've played. So you girls at the AFLW standard, you are elite athletes. You play in a professional sport, but you get paid part-time. You go, some of the girls go to training at 5 a.m. They work all day. Then they go back to training. They don't have the access to training facilities like the males do, but you get assessed the same as the males do. And I really opened my eyes and I'm like, that's not fair. They need to get to a point where the AFLW girls are getting paid a lot of money, because they're putting on a great spectacle. And you guys sort of address that in the doco. And I felt that's really powerful, especially for males to watch that, because you guys do get criticized just as much as the males do.
Yeah, absolutely. And I think it's just exciting. Like, who doesn't want more footy and more good footy? So that's, you know, that's the bottom line, is that if you enjoy footy and you're a genuine footy fan, then you should be open and intrigued by the women's league. And the only way it's going to get better is if there's investment, and if we can train full-time and actually commit our bodies to this sport. And that's the pretty straightforward answer. And of course, I understand it requires a financial investment, but you know, the AFL is a pretty healthy business, so I'm looking forward to the next few years of progression. And
that's so old school. Yeah, like, think about it, Taylor. The guys we know, we hear from, you know, the Dippers or mates of ours that played in the 80s, they were all working. And that's now what we're doing. The women.
Yeah.
Like, the women are like 30 years behind. That's not fair.
There's a great quote on Jerry Maguire, and the girls need to do it. Show me the money. Because they need to get it. Now, Tay, obviously, kick like Tay is a reference to that amazing kick you kicked out at the Witten Oval from about 85 metres out. And there was a lot of backlash online, and you were trolled a lot, and you stood up for yourself, and they got some of the vile stuff that was said about you in the doco. How does a 22-year-old who is as tough as nails cope with that?
Yeah, it was intense for sure. But I think the only way I was able to cope with it is lean on the people around me, and I have an incredible family, and I could I guess, use them and lean on them. And
is your dad scary? He's big. Otherwise, he's big, yeah. He's sat in front of me. He's a big
that's
boy.
That's the other part of it. When I've got, you know, my dad who's built the way he is, yep. Not too hard to feel safer every step. So I think that's the only way I really did get through it. But also I just happened – it was the right time for me to be able to handle something like that, and that's the reason I took it on.
And I think, you know, separate to all your sporting achievements and clearly what is natural sporting talent and ability, for other people to take out of your story the issue of trolling, and if you think about your, you know, mental strength, Taylor, but then imagine all the kids out there and the, you know, teenagers that deal with trolling that aren't equipped to deal with it. Because even when you said before, Taylor, you know, you're prepared for the criticism, you're gearing up for it. We shouldn't have to live like that. And I think that that's something that you've been through and that so many can learn from. And I know you're at the, you know, you've put yourself forward even in Parliament trying to affect change in that forum. I think it's so wrong that people get subjected to what you got subjected to.
Yeah, it's an awful part of society, and I'm looking forward to maybe one day. I'm very optimistic that, you know, people don't have to think about that being a repercussion of something that they enjoy and love and want to share. So, yeah, it blows my mind that people are so awful. And my mum and dad speak about the particular kicking photo incident and how that had the ripple effect onto them and how it was an intense experience for not only myself but my family and even, you know, the AFLW community in particular. So, yeah, I think that's a pretty interesting insight as well. But I'm so over it, and I know everyone is. And I guess, yeah, the only way you can end it is to just keep pushing back and just trying to make change one step at a time.
Yeah.
Now, Taylor, you mentioned, Fev mentioned last night there was popcorn there with your name on it. He was getting stuck into that. He's got a boxing match coming up. You've had 7 wins, 3 KOs. Fev is stepping into the ring, Rod Laver Arena. Do you have any tips for the great man on how to get ready for a boxing match?
Yeah, we'll have to do some training together. My tip would probably be try not to get punched.
Keep it simple.
Yeah, keep it simple. And then also just go berserk.
Mate, I'm gonna hit you up. We'll do some training sessions together because I saw you hitting that bag and I am in a lot of trouble. I'm fat. I can't move. I need fitness. And I think you're the one that's going to help me because you're a freak, absolute
just
superstar.
Use it all as power behind your punches. You'll be right.
There you go.
That was on me, old Butterbean.
Well, Taylor, you've got so much to be proud of, and this is a fantastic new doco, the new Amazon original documentary, Kick Like Taylor. It premieres on Prime Video this Friday. Taylor, keep doing what you do, and thanks for coming on the show.
My pleasure.
101.9 The Fox.
Now, stress, it's not a fun part of life, but it's a part of life. And it was even back when we were in the caveman women days. The stress hormone is important because back then it was if a lion was approaching, you needed that stress, the adrenaline to run, to surge, to make you run.
Brendan Fraser.
So, but now stress is for all sorts of reasons and mostly mental health reasons, let's be honest. And I'm bringing up stress while I'm standing next to a man with a heart monitor on.
Yeah, just for a few more hours. Cheeky 24-hour Holter monitor.
Sorry, I don't mean to laugh, but that is
it's hilarious. Yeah.
He's like hooked up like he's laying at the Alfred.
Yeah.
You definitely hooked up. Beep, beep. Now, here's something that even might help Nick. Actually, this is good. I could bring this up with you. Yeah. Scientists have now revealed, or researchers have analysed people in a study, and apparently what helps women when they're stressed are hugs. Hugs have proven to lower a woman's stress, but it's got to be a prolonged hug. Can't just be one of these quick pats on the back. But men, no, hugs don't help.
Of course not.
Yes, they do. I love
hugs. Hugs don't help.
Yes, they do.
When you're stressed, I've got stuff to do. Stop hugging me. If I just got all the stuff done, I wouldn't be so stressed. This is coming up on the monitor.
Fev's
this
hugging is up on my Nick monitor. At the moment.
Mate, everyone needs a hug.
See, you are a hugger.
I'm a hugger. I'm a long hugger.
Yeah. I like hugs, but not when I'm stressed. Because when I'm stressed, it means there's stuff to do. And on my list,
Not hugs.
No, but you need to take
tasks. That's need what, to be accomplished.
You're the only one with a heart monitor on, bro.
Yeah, I know.
Maybe you should. Maybe you should hug more.
Can we bring up the other day? This is actually quite funny. Speaking of hugs in our team, we met. We were meeting.
Come on.
I felt for you, Nick, because you had two huggers in front of you. Yeah. So we were meeting a brand new member of our team. She was brand new to the Fox. Her name's Eliza, and she'd come up to say hi and meet us. And Eliza came. I walked out of the studio and I just went in and gave her a hug. Mm. Welcome. Hey.
I followed.
I'm a hugger. Fev's walked in behind me. Big hug. And then obviously thought.
She went in for the hug.
They all hug in this team. She went in to hug Nick.
Hand out for a handshake. Lovely to meet you. I'm Nick. And that's how you meet people.
I told Alex this story when we got home because it was very funny. And then Alex said, well, the first time I met Nick, he did the same thing. I went in to give him a hug and he put his hand out. And I was like, oh, okay, it's a handshake.
Because that was halfway through Super Bowl Monday last year.
Yeah, that was a Super Bowl
if
Monday.
If I went for a hug, I could see four of her. I would have missed. Just walked into a wall.
1019, The Fox.
Audi are launching a very modern kids range of toys. And I think they're great. They're different. Firstly, they're made of wood. I'm loving more wooden toys.
I just brought some wood toys from Officeworks.
And obviously that's important.
Desk.
Environmentally progressive.
No, they're all fruits and all different fruits and veggies. And they've got like little Velcro on them. And you
chop them up.
Yeah, it's the best.
Great.
I love playing with wooden toys. But what they're doing too, they're also using very modern vocations. So whereas it's always been, you know, cash registers and things like that, now you can get a wooden DJ set and a wooden vlogging set.
Oh, cool,
vlogging,
man.
A modern recycling center. look, on one hand.
Which is good because it's where I need to throw the wood DJ set and the wood vlogging kit. is it the wooden recycling center?
Do you know what? Look, this is great and I love this. Do you know what's funny though I find, and I don't know whether you find these two boys, you can, because we love Barbies in our house. We're a very big Mattel Barbie family.
Yeah, I've got all that.
And I love when we the girls get a new Barbie and it's like a doctor and there's lots of professions. And I love what's happening there because it's not just about the way you look. It's about your profession. But even when we open the doctor, the girls just take that costume off immediately.
The clothes go straight off.
It's just like.
All the Barbies are nude, bro.
Yeah. Or
all of them are nude.
Or disco clothes. Like you can push the kids in one direction. But they'll do whatever they want.
It's exactly right. There's like nurse Barbie, Dr. Barbie. There's Tarzan Barbie, beautiful Barbie going to a play with a nice dress on. And literally everything's off.
Everything's
within 5 minutes. And all the Barbies stay there and the
nude
kits
Barbies.
Everywhere. Nude Barbies. Okay. Cool.
Yeah, I'm just imagining you surrounded by
mate. They're just everywhere. They're in my shower. They're in Toby's room. They're on the floor. But the problem is, all their clothes are everywhere.
I know.
They're little pieces everywhere.
Oh, that's so true. Daisy had a meltdown the other day. She's got a little Chelsea doll that's got thongs, but the thongs fall off very quickly. Until I found that thong, I was looking everywhere for a Barbie Chelsea thong on the other day. That is very difficult to find.
She was angry about it.
Yeah.
You know what you play? Show her banana in pajamas, banana detectives. And then anything they lose, you go, whoa, I've got a mission for you, detective. Detective, you've got to find the thong for the toy. And then they'll creep around the house with a magnifying glass. You just chill out.
That's so good because I need more of the games.
I'm throwing them out. Good luck.
We need more games that distract. Because I tried to do the whole dead sheep the other day with Daisy. No.
Yeah.
Well, that's just two of us.
Does Daisy keep all her shoes on the Barbie?
No, she takes them off, but gets really upset when we can't find the shoes. You know what I've started doing, which isn't a very good look? I've started sticky taping them on. So it's just like Barbie's getting around with sticky tape.
That is grim.
Sticky Barbie.
Yeah, I don't like it.
Hilariously Melbourne. We Aussies love our coffee and deserve a cup we can proudly call our own. Introducing the Australiano from McCafe. Their best ever coffee plant with chai and native wattle seed. Coffee fit for an Aussie. 101.